Kilayim Perek Vav Mishnah Beis continues the halachos of growing grapes from a pergola or a grape arbor. Once again, as we saw in the last Mishnah, grapevines are frequently grown on arbors where you have these pillars that are very widely spaced apart. And on top of the pillars, you have a lattice or a kind of bunch of vertical and horizontal beams crisscrossing. And you let the grapevines grow up and over the top of this lattice, they'll spread over better that way than if you leave them just lying on the regular ground. So you'll get much better production if you use these structures to try to grow them on. So Aris Shahu Yotze Min HaMadrega. In this case, he has a field that has a sort of step in it. So there is a field down on the bottom ground level. Then there's almost a step up and a slightly higher level going next to it. And he puts his arbor, his pergola, his structure for the grapes, onto the step part up on the higher level. And then it's protruding from this embankment from the higher level. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, if you've got the lattice on top dangling over the field, im omed ba'aretz, if he can stand on the lower part of the field and reach up, ubotzer eskulo, and harvest all the grapes that are on top of the top layer of wood that he's built up there, hareza osar arba amos basada, then not only the field that is directly underneath this sort of roof is going to be usher, but also four amos all the way around it in the field, that's the work area for a vineyard, because it's considered to be part of that lower field where he can reach everything and harvest from. Vim lav, but if he cannot reach it by hand, he needs to bring a ladder or something, so it's higher than the field significantly, eno oser ela kenegdo, then only directly underneath the grapevines is going to be usher to plant, because the grapevines are shading that part of the field. But anywhere else outside the area that's shaded under, that he can plant anything he wants, grain, legumes, vegetables, whatever he wants to do. So we see that there is an isser of things that are directly under the trellis where you're growing your grapes, but exactly whether or not the lower and upper parts are the same vineyard depends upon how high everything is. Now, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer focuses on a different case. In this case, there's no trellis or structure at all. Rather, he's got a lower area of a field, then a step up, then a higher area of the field directly next to it. So Eliezer says, Af hanoteo achas ba'aretz v'achas ba'madrega. If he plants one down on the lower level of the ground and one up on the embankment, im gavoha min ha'aretz asara tfachim, if the embankment is more than 10 tefach higher than the rest of the field, eno mitztaref es ima, then the two areas do not combine. So if he did, for example, two different series of vines down on the bottom and one above, then it would not be considered one big vineyard if it was more than 10 tefachim. That's separation. But in lav, if you don't have at least a 10 tefach step up, then harezem mitztaref es ima, then they are mitztaref and it's considered one large vineyard together. Kalayim Perek Vav Mishnah Gimel continues the discussions about what happens with these trellises and lattice works up above. Hamadla esagefen al miktsas apifyoros. If someone trains a grapevine, if he takes his grapevine and dangles it over part of the lattice. So if, for example, you're thinking of this as almost like an outdoor chuppah, then over half of it, you've got grapevines. The other half, there's nothing covering it yet. You're waiting for the grapevines to grow. So right now, it's just empty space. Lo yavi zera el tachas hamosar. He is not allowed to bring other kinds of foreign seed under the open part of the lattice, because that lattice has grapes on half of it. You shouldn't plant anything else, even if it's not covered yet. Im havi, but if he did, then lo kidesh. It's not usser. Since it's not directly under grapevines, it's not considered kilayim yet. Vim hilech echadosh, but if eventually the grapevines branch out and become a new area over the seeds, then usser. Anything he grew under the formerly open space is now under grapevines, so now it's condemned as being kilayim. V'chein hamadla al miktsas ilan sirok. Similarly, if someone has a vine growing up on the part of a barren tree, ilan sirok means a non-fruit-bearing tree. Sometimes in the old vineyards and in agriculture, you use any structure that you possibly have to put your grapevines up. Even you could use trees to run the grapevines along there so that they'll grow. If it's not a fruit-bearing tree, then if the grapevine is trained onto part of the barren tree, it is forbidden to plant foreign seed anywhere under the rest of the tree. The barren tree is just like a beam partially covered by a vine. Because both of the supports are considered a tuffel to the vine itself, they're treated like the vine, so you can't plant anything under there. What we're going to see in upcoming Mishnayos is that sometimes you can put your grapevines on fruit trees, and then it's a question whether it's the grapevine or the fruit tree that is the and what is kilayim and what is not.